Now, the one who protects us all from prattling prognosticators and perfidious pundits.
I say, America, stay out the bushes.
Look for the union label.
And to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government.
From my cold, dead hands.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
It's time for the Alan Nathan Show. Here he is, the longest-running nationally syndicated centrist host in the country, Alan Nathan.
Well, welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Alan Nathan Show. Karen Cataline filling in for Alan today, who is on assignment. Such a pleasure to be here. I got to just mention, if I haven't in a long time, Alan Nathan has one of the best openers ever. And that quote of, I forget his first name, but his last name is Green. I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected. Talk about hubris. That is endemic of the attitude of not just the left anymore, but a whole host of elected and unelected bureaucrats who think they're better and know more than we do. We are not allowed to choose our own president. And if we dare, they're going to impeach him before we get a chance to vote for him. If ever there was, and there are many examples of the kind of hubris that we are watching all around us, we're the peasants, they're the elite, and it goes not just, I talk a lot about the left, but in fact, there's an awful lot of establishment Republicans. They may have a favorite issue. I'm thinking of Mitch McConnell. He's not bad on the Supreme Court. When it comes to the Supreme Court, he thinks about his legacy, but little things like the Second Amendment don't seem to matter too much for him, to him anymore. And Republicans are folding. And sometimes, in some ways, they're even worse of an enemy to liberty than Democrats, because at least you know where Democrats stand. That being said, I guess I should call them swampy Republicans. I have a whole theory as to what's up with them, not just, you know, are they bribed? Are they blackmailed? Are they just so detached from the lives and realities of the people they pretend to represent, but don't. I also have some ideas about their ideology and the fact that they want to chase public opinion rather than create it. But you know what? Here's the thing about swampy Republicans. They're en masse telling us we should ignore things like election integrity, like January 6th, where everyday citizens are being put in solitary confinement. This is the heart and soul of the difference between a third world tyrannical dictatorship, authoritarian regime, and what used to be America. If the government has turned against the people and put them in prison, in solitary confinement, God knows what is being done to these poor people in the name of a framed accusation, which they would not make of their own constituents, their own supporters. I'm thinking of the left that can burn down a Wendy's and the vice president will take up a collection for their bail. But this is pure and simple political retaliation using the power of government. And yet, swampy Republicans, they want to tell us to shut up about it because, you know, that's not going to win elections. You think? Do they not understand that we're in an entirely different sea change today? Well, case in point, let's talk about this ongoing, constant, fear-mongering agenda of the left and COVID, right? And here we have Deborah Birx, who admits that she did not tell the truth. Nope, no siree. She mentions several times that she flat out lied that she's handing out advice that we're supposed to take I'm looking for this note. Forgive me. She says that she knew that the vaccine, the jab, was really not going to protect anybody. And yet she represented an ideology that said that we're going to have to do as we're told. And if we don't, we lose our job. The kind of strong arm tactics we never saw in this country, I submit, ever, ever. We have not seen the bully and intimidation tactics from the government, from corporations doing the bidding of the government as their proxy, and it hasn't really let up all that much. I predict it's gonna get bad again as we get into the midterms, fear-mongering, scare-mongering, and you better do what we say. Let's listen to Deborah Birx admit that she lied and then start giving us advice that we're expected, forced to take all over again. Go.
Across the South, and you're in the middle of this wave, what's going to save you right now is Paxlovid. But once we get through this wave, during that law, you should get vaccinated and boosted because we do believe it will protect you, particularly if you're over 70. I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization. It will, but let's be very clear. 50% of the people who died from the Omicron surge were older, vaccinated. So that's why I'm saying, even if you're vaccinated and boosted, if you're unvaccinated right now, the key is testing and Paxlovid. It's effective. It's a great antiviral. And really, that is what's going to save your lives right now if you're over 70.
Wow. She sounds like Joe Biden. We believe it will protect you, but we knew all along it won't protect you, but we overplayed it. But we do, but we don't. I mean, I defy you to listen to that clip. Go find it. Listen to that clip or listen to the podcast of this show after it broadcasts to say, what is she saying? And then she says the kicker. She says rural counties, rural counties. I cut it off there, but now they're going to force this on rural counties. Paxlovid is going to save your life. Most people know that COVID is not a death sentence for almost everyone. It is 99.86% non-lethal. We've known it all along. Almost everybody's had it. Some people have had it twice. It's about like the flu, and we haven't shut down our entire country and our economy and taken over authoritarian tactics because of the flu. We haven't done that. And yet, she doesn't admit that. She doesn't talk about the suppression of potential injuries and deaths from her prescription. And yet, again, she is handing out advice as if she has any credibility at all. You cannot keep up with the arrogance and the ignorance and the hubris of these people. I would love for you to listen to that clip and tell me, what is she really saying? Is she really saying that rural counties is what we're going to attack? Because let me tell you, as soon as they profess concern, oh, we're more compassionate than the next guy, and that's why we want to focus on, quote, rural counties, that means they're going to force their deadly prescriptions on rural counties. Is there anybody who doesn't know that the radical left and the Democrat Party, which the radical left controls the Democrat Party, and the deep state and the swampy Republicans, they have contempt for rural counties. They hate rural counties. They hate everything rural counties are into, including self-sufficiency, independence, cars, trucks, tractors, oil, gas, farming, meat. Is there anything about rural life that Democrats and the people in Washington and in the great big cities don't hate? And let me tell you, they don't hate it just because they hate it. There's a reason they hate it. They hate it because all of that independent self-sufficiency and providing for oneself is an enemy to the Marxist authoritarian ideas that are being pushed on this country. That ain't a conspiracy theory, ladies and gentlemen. You see it everywhere. These are just examples. I gotta take a break, take a powder, take a breath. And when I come back, when we come back, we're gonna talk about gender advisors. Oh my goodness. Don't go away. You're listening to The Alan Nathan Show. And I'm Karen Cataline filling in here on the Main Street Radio Network. Stay tuned.
As a mother of two, I know firsthand just how chaotic the back-to-school season can be. Personally, I'm prepping my kids to go back to school in early August, and I will be leaning on Shipt for every step along the way to make sure we're ready. Shipt's back-to-school guide takes all of the guesswork out of back-to-school shopping. We're providing a menu of products you really need to purchase this year. Top items this year: pens, pencils, glue sticks, crayons, and more. But the ultimate top item this year is the backpack. 80% of parents are picking up a new backpack for their kid this year. And for those heading off to college, we've got you covered too. Most college-age students are picking up tablets and mini fridges. Shipt shoppers can take the stress out of the back-to-school season by delivering your entire shopping list straight to your door in as soon as an hour. To find out more, download the Shipt app or visit Shipt.com.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals Incorporated. Over 37 million people are living with HIV. As of 2019, Black Americans accounted for 44% of new HIV diagnoses, while Hispanic and Latino communities accounted for 30%. Despite these stats, significant progress has been made toward ending the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Today, living with HIV means you can still thrive by prioritizing your health and well-being. It calls for self-reflection, requires self-acceptance, and demands a daily commitment to living your best life. Fearless conversations with those around you, like your healthcare provider or loved ones, may not be easy, but can help you unlock the knowledge and support you need to thrive with HIV. Kamaria Laffrey is an HIV advocate and Positively Fearless ambassador.
Examples of Positively Fearless talks include disclosing your status with family, friends, and healthcare providers to identify treatment options. The right doctor who understands your specific needs can connect you to the right resources within the HIV community.
To learn more, visit PositivelyFearless.com. This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals Incorporated.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs. at pva.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline, commentator, columnist, all-around rabble-rouser, and I do a show called Spouting Off 3 days a week. You can get more at my website, KarenCataline.com. We may have had a little bit of a glitch in getting our next guest, and that gives me, and I'll let you know when we get him, or I'll just spout off some more. As a matter of fact, I alluded to the fact that I have a theory about why there are these swampy Republicans. I want to focus for a minute on what I see as an ideological split. It has happened in politics on both sides of the aisle for years. There are the strategists who believe in, well, let me put it this way, okay? The split that I see on the Republican Party, especially since we are going right into the midterms, and it promises to be a zoo, I think people are gearing up, is the idea that the swampy Republicans and the establishment Republicans who've been there for years are telling grassroots Republicans to forget about election integrity. Don't make it an issue in midterms. Forget about January 6th. Don't make that an issue in the midterms. And of course, don't talk about COVID and vaccines and everything the left has tried to suppress dissent about. These swampy Republicans don't want us to mention. You would think they were Democrats, wouldn't you? And part of the reason why, not only are they buying in, we can only speculate as to whether they're doing that on purpose or they're doing it otherwise, is simply that, I got to wrap this up. We have our guest. Is that what you said? I didn't hear you. Yes. Okay. Let me just finish this idea. And that is that swampy Republicans are trying to read wrongly, I say, the sentiments of the public and follow them rather than leading from an ideology of liberty and strength in the Constitution. So one side wants to lead and persuade. The other side wants to follow, kind of like the difference between bean counters in Hollywood and the creatives that say, I want to create the trend. I don't want to follow the trend. More about that in maybe weeks to come when I get a chance to go ahead and fill in again. But I have this, developing theory here. Now we're going to just dive right in to our next guest. He's responsible for media relations, public relations, marketing campaigns at CNS News. His name is Craig Bannister, and we're glad to have you. Better late than ever. We're happy to have you.
Yes. Hi. How are you doing today?
It's good to have you. Let's zoom right in because our segment is short. So there's a House bill. You were ready to talk anyway, but there's a House bill that focused more on gender than on defense. Talk about that, if you would.
Okay, well, the House, by a 3-1 margin, and, that means that there were a number of Republicans who voted for it, passed the Defense Authorization Act, which is supposed to be about authorizing money for defense. It mentions gender 29 times, and it only mentions the potential nuclear threat of Iran 17 times. There is all kinds of gender stuff in this bill. Most notably, creating a gender advisor workforce throughout the DOD, all the departments of the military, Department of Defense offices. It also tasked the Secretary of Defense with making sure that artificial reproductive services are granted regardless of gender marital status.
You can have an abortion if you're a male. Okay, got it.
Or you can have artificial reproduction. And it wants to make sure that the proper quotas of people by gender are enlisted by
what's artificial
the military
reproduction. What does that mean?
I would imagine that's artificial. I would imagine that's artificial insemination and whatnot. They want to make sure that the proper quotas of the military by gender are owning homes. They have a section here for foreign militaries where we will inflict, gender ideology on other nations. It says
that ought to work in Iran really well.
Conduct, advise, support foreign militaries in providing gender-sensitive equipment. What is that?
What's gender-sensitive? Why are our taxpayer dollars going to foreign militaries? Has that ever happened before, Craig Bannister?
We've obviously given money to support other militaries, but never in this kind of woke ideology environment. It's actually impressive. They want to create gender advisor staffs in other militaries. Another thing it wants to do is it wants to account for the total number of people evacuated from Afghanistan by gender to make sure that the proper percentage of transsexuals were evacuated from Afghanistan. I can't imagine how many there were.
God, there's so many questions here. If you can't define a woman, and if gender is fluid, how can you identify people by gender? And I know I'm toppling too many questions at all, and we only have a couple minutes, but why are they doing this in the defense bill? Is there a reason, or is it just because they can sneak it in? What do you think?
Oh, well, my personal opinion, I think it's just because they can sneak it in, and because there does seem to be this initiative to inflict gender ideology on our military, which, of course, I would imagine is contraindicated when you're trying to create a force that's capable of fighting and defending the country. If you have too much, if you're going to coddle this type of gender ideology throughout the military, I'm not sure it's particularly good for national defense.
Maybe that's what they want. Isn't that a perfectly reasonable question? Maybe they want to neuter the military. I mean, they certainly taking out any patriots that actually love and want to defend the country.
Well, exactly.
Is the word.
Just as they've sought to neuter the police force.
Exactly. Sorry we didn't have more time, but we are so glad we had you for this short bit. Craig Bannister will hopefully have you on again soon. We're going to move
Thanks.
Right along now. My pleasure. We will be talking about the double-jabbed president of the United States and what all that means right after this. Karen Cataline filling in for Alan Nathan here on the Main Street Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Although summer is just heating up, the first day of school sneaks up on families every year. With the pandemic disrupting preventative health visits, childhood vaccination rates have been on the decline, and nationwide, the number of children with required shots is falling below herd immunity, raising the risk for disease outbreaks as students head back to school. Family physician Dr. Christopher Scuderi explains.
Because young children are still developing their immune systems and different vaccines are given at different ages, it's important that families keep their kids' immunizations up to date. Vaccinations are safe, effective, and save lives. Building a community of immunity is key for heading back to school and staying healthy. Children 6 months and older are now eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccinating your child for the COVID-19 will protect them from severe illness and keep your child and family healthy, allowing them to stay connected to friends, classmates, and activities. Because vaccines take time to build immunity, now is the best time to schedule a back-to-school health visit to catch up on vaccines. vaccines. Talk with your family physician about what immunizations are recommended for your child's age.
For more information, visit familydoctor.org/vaccines.
The first day of school is around the corner, and Amazon is making back-to-school shopping easy. Amazon is a one-stop destination for everything students need, from supplies and electronics to fall fashion and study space decor. With Amazon's back-to-school and off-to-college shopping guides, parents, students, and teachers can easily find all of their school needs and shop by grade, popular characters, most loved picks, and even by their favorite celebrities. Whether students are heading to their first day of preschool or their final year of college, Amazon offers vast selection, great value, and fast free delivery on eligible items for Prime members. College students can also sign up for Prime Student to access the same shopping, savings, and entertainment benefits of Prime for just $7.49, while also enjoying exclusive perks for college life, like 24/7 tutoring with Course Hero. Head to Amazon.com/back to school and Amazon.com/off to college today to start checking off your school shopping list.
Hi, it's Practical Polly's radio show. If you're just figuring out that healthier cooking oils are better than solid fats, you may be asking, now what am I going to do with all these tubs of lard? Ever had one of those moments when your favorite skinny jeans feel too tightly tailored? Generously apply lard to your hips and thighs and those fancy pants will slide on like a dream. Or here's a family-friendly idea. How about making your yard into a lard fun park? Frost your driveway with a nice thick coating and give those kiddos a downhill thrill no matter what time of year. Having a bad hair day? Yep. A little lump of lard can tame your flyaways in a jiffy. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste or to your waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Now that's a tip worth keeping for life. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Hi, I'm Pharmacist Ray Solano with your Health Mart update sponsored by TD Labs Pharmacy. The headline posted in CNN reads, British man overdoses on vitamin D and is hospitalized, according to the British Medical Journal. Yes, long-term, extremely high doses of some fat-soluble supplements have many side effects. However, proper doses of vitamin D have been clinically shown to be beneficial. It is estimated that up to 85% of the people have insufficient levels of vitamin D and are unaware of the deficient state. Vitamin D receptors are located throughout our body, including lungs and thyroid. Solution? Ask your health professional for your blood vitamin D levels. You may be surprised. TD Labs recommends proper vitamin D dosage along with 15 minutes of natural sunshine as we ask everyone to take a common sense approach to your health. Call us and ask about the true health benefits of vitamin D. Check out our website, pdlabsrx.com, or call us at 888-909-0110. That's 888-909-0110. Remember, you have a choice in your health care.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Well, welcome back to the Ellen Nathan Show. Well, you gotta love the Babylon Bee. I know, I talk to people all the time and they say, did you see the Babylon Bee? So here's headline in the Babylon Bee, which is a satire organization. But guess what? It's not always such a satire. Joe Biden calls Obama to wish him a speedy recovery after hearing the president has COVID. Beep, beep, beep. And our next guest is laughing because she knows that we're going to have her on to talk about that very thing. Always loved talking to Dr. Carol Lieberman, who is an MD and MPH, that's Master in Public Health, to you and me. She's also known as the Terrace Therapist and hosts both the Terrace Therapist Show and Dr. Carol's Couch on VoiceAmerica.com. She's also a board-certified Beverly Hills psychiatrist and is a three-time Emmy-honored TV news talk commentator. Welcome once again, Dr. Carol Lieberman.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back.
So you contend that the jabbed, boosted Biden, who just tested positive, is a candidate for the 25th Amendment, which means he should be taken out of office because he's not mentally competent. What do the two have to do with each other? I'm going to just let you go.
The fact that he is is boosted and so on. Well, the fact that he has COVID. I mean, okay. First of all, I've been talking about this. We might have even talked about it before. I've been talking about this since the election, since he was in his basement, you know, running for president. And I've said that he had encroaching dementia. I've been calling it encroaching dementia. And since then, certainly, people, not just the psychiatrist, but people, everybody has to see that these are not just gaffes. These are problems. You know, even if the average person might not be able to diagnose it or, you know the terms or whatever, we see that he has the symptoms. Now, what this has to do with COVID is, you know, when people get COVID, most people get some kind of brain fog. And so he already has brain fog. And if we add brain fog from COVID on top of the brain fog from dementia, we're in deep.
He has double secret brain fog.
Yes, right.
It's not so secret. Okay.
And the 25th Amendment comes in. I mean, I've been calling for this now for a while, and it boggles my mind. Maybe you have the answer for this. It's so frustrating that, as I was saying, that not just psychiatrists or doctors in general see that, you know, he has these symptoms, but we all are in such denial. You know, people keep calling them gaffes, or even now they're kind of saying, well, yes, you know, they're not necessarily saying dementia, but they're kind of, you know, realizing or acknowledging that it may be more serious than a gaffe, but nobody is doing anything about it.
It is kind of an elephant in the living room, isn't it? Actually, it's like three or four elephants in the living room. I contend, Dr. Lieberman, that passing off this Alzheimer's patient or whatever is his dementia. He shakes hands with the air. He asks people where he's supposed to go. He did that in the Middle East, did that in Israel. And it just goes, you cannot catalog this stuff. It would be an encyclopedia. The question is, does anybody think that he's actually calling the shots? This is speculation. And what kind of COVID and otherwise, and what kind of contempt do the people have who put him up there and try to pass him off as leader of the free world?
Well, yes, and like you said at the beginning, you know, it's so true. Really, Obama is the president. That is one thing that one could say perhaps he isn't demented about, you know, wishing Obama happy birthday.
Good point. Good point, Dr. Lieberman.
But, you know, I mean, first of all, and today, I mean, I love his Doogie Howser doctor. Have you taken a look?
No, tell me about it.
Well, you know, I hadn't noticed or seen his photo, or maybe I hadn't been paying enough attention, but did you see what Dr. O'Connor looks like? Kevin O'Connor, the White House doctor.
Mm-mm.
He looks like Doogie Howser. I mean, not to say that, you know, what somebody looks like as a doctor means how good they are, but it's
we're living in
kind
a
of
pretend
shocking.
World, you know.
Well, yes.
What's his name? What's his name again?
Dr. Kevin O'Connor, who, by the way, has not been coming out, as you probably know, has not been coming out and doing press conferences. He sends these daily reports, right? Daily memos as to how the president is doing so that the reporters can't ask questions. And so today, he's saying that his COVID symptoms are almost completely resolved, unquote. Only a bit of nasal congestion and hoarseness remain. Well, okay, first of all, you know, I don't believe a word of it, but let's just say that's true. We all know that COVID, especially with Paxlovid, like with Fauci, it caused the symptoms to recur. But in any case, it doesn't mean that he's not going to get long COVID. And this same Doogie Howser doctor stopped his anticoagulants cold turkey, which is, you know, not what you're supposed to do. I mean, I am a psychiatrist, but I do have an MD, and I remember learning that you don't do that. And in fact, there have been articles about it where different doctors are commenting, and I'm not the only one who thought that was a bad idea. So he could have, because he has atrial fibrillation, which is what the anticoagulants are for, to make sure he doesn't get a clot and then get a stroke. I mean, and of course, with COVID, we know that COVID causes clots. So that is the wrong thing to do. Now he must have read all these, or maybe doctors called him up or something. I don't know. But he now is giving him aspirin as a kind of anticoagulant. That, you know, that's a lot milder in terms of the how it works in terms of anticoagulation, but it's something. But most people doctors were saying that you shouldn't have done it cold turkey, that maybe you should have lowered it because it doesn't go well with Paxlovid. Of course, then you could have chosen another thing. But whatever. The point is that what's done is done. The point is that he is still a risk. And the reason why I'm coming forward again with the 25th Amendment, I keep hoping somebody's going to listen. But it's because, you know, Biden doesn't want to admit, of course, that he has dementia of any kind. But if one brought forth the 25th Amendment.
Well, he has
now,
a good excuse. If you have dementia,
exactly.
You don't know you have it.
Well, yeah.
So,
but also now it's a good excuse that the idea is that it's for COVID, that it wasn't that we could all pretend that he really didn't have dementia, but this is for in case he gets long COVID. Plus, do you know you are not supposed to work, anybody, not just the president, it has been shown that you are not supposed to work when you have COVID, as a lot of people are doing because they're working from home, because that prolongs it, and also it makes it worse, and also you have more chance of getting long COVID. Now, Biden is at his, you know, flaunting the fact that he's still working because I'm sure it's because someone, you know, told him to do that because to show that he is still fit for office, that, you know, like to try to stave off any 25th Amendment ideals.
We only have a couple minutes, but I want to throw out this question to you. We're living in an alternative universe. It's like we're being gaslighted all the time. And as a psychiatrist, I think you know what I mean with regard to this topic that we're talking about, because there's gaslighting everywhere, trying to put forth a reality that is an alternate reality. One of them is they're trying to fearmonger that COVID will kill you and you have to do this, 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 and this, or you'll die. But yet everybody's had it. Biden has it. He's working with it. And yet we're still supposed to be terrified of it. Isn't that part of the gaslighting, really?
Yes, absolutely. And now they have, you know, the spin that they're putting on it is, you see, he had the shots. He's been double boosted. This is how he is surviving.
That's Deborah Birx admitting that we knew the vax wasn't going to work, but take it anyway. Oh, my God. Again, in our last, we really only have a minute. What does a person do? I've asked you this before. I love talking to you about mental health issues. Let's just say that we'll talk again, and you can, I'll give you a chance to let people know where they can find you, follow you, listen to you, watch you, all that.
Well, okay. One place they can go is one of my websites, terroristtherapist.com.
Boy, that's easy. The terrorist therapist. I don't know. That sounds pretty evil to me.
No, I'm not a therapist for terrorists.
I understand. I think the people know that too. Dr. Carol Lieberman, always a pleasure to have you. We so appreciate it.
Thank you.
We are going to wrap it up with talking about truckers. Everybody loves truckers. I love a trucker. We'll be back right after this on the Alan Nathan Show.
Check out samsclub.com. Everyone is looking for value these days, from clothing to furniture, outdoor toys to backyard items. Families are working to stretch their money. They're also shopping for value in what they buy. Caitlin Gordon, spokesperson for Sam's Club, has exciting news on ways to save this summer.
Sam's Super Savings will go live throughout the entire month of July with new deals each day. We know that value is of the utmost importance to our members, so we were inspired to create an event that gives them the chance to discover the quality and value that Sam's Club offers. There's no better way to welcome our many new members and show our current members how much we appreciate them than by giving them the chance to save on some of our favorite items for summer. This is one sale you don't want to miss.
To get in on all the deals, just go to your nearest Sam's Club or check out samsclub.com.
This report is brought to you by T-Mobile. Travel is back, but so is inflation. Travel demand from consumers and business professionals is up, but higher prices and volatile airline schedules present unique challenges for summer travel, not to mention the struggle of staying connected while traveling. T-Mobile is here to fix that. Introducing Coverage Beyond. Free in-flight connection, free high-speed data worldwide, and more. T-Mobile customers can now stream and stay connected in-flight all flight long and right when they touch down abroad, too. T-Mobile believes your phone should just work wherever you go, even when you're outside the signal of its network. Right as travel prices are rising, T-Mobile continues to help customers get back out there and save money. T-Mobile customers now get a free year of AAA on us. And to help take the sting out of rising gas prices, its customers now get 25 cents off per gallon this summer through the week of Labor Day. Where can listeners go for more information? Visit T-Mobile.com/travel.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? Or a 14-year-old girl who signs up to every after-school activity not to make friends, but just to get something to eat? Or a retiree who fell ill and had to choose
between getting medicine or groceries?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Are you excited about being a new grandmother?
Of course I am. A little intimidated, too.
Why?
Taking care of a baby today is so different than when I had you.
But, Mom, you did great with me.
Thanks, son. But I put you on your stomach to sleep.
Right. But now we know that babies should always be placed on their backs to sleep for naps and at night to reduce the risk of sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS.
You also slept with blankets and toys in your crib.
True. But now we know to keep everything out of the crib except for my sweet baby girl. No blankets, pillows, or other soft or loose items.
Daddy's going to teach Nana all the ways to keep you safe while you sleep. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
For more tips on safe sleep for babies, visit safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. That's safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. Sponsored by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me in supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America. Our vets need you.
I'm a quadriplegic. I'm definitely at risk with my diminished lung capacity.
I have MS. I'm in a wheelchair, and I can't leave the house because I have a compromised immune system.
I'm very concerned about, would there be a bed for me? Would there be a ventilator for me? Would I be able to survive something?
It's just heavy. You know, it's a heavy moment. This is a war. This really is.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
I am so grateful for the PVA. They're making sure that we have all of the food and supplies that we need right now.
We all got to help each other right now. We can't get through this by ourselves.
It's with profound gratitude that you're going to be saving our lives.
To find out how you can help, please go to helppva.org. That's helppva.org.
Come back to the Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline, filling in for Alan today, who's on assignment. And on the long list of things that are going wrong in America, and it's a whole ongoing discussion that I speak about often, is it deliberate? I say it is. You can't be wrong this often and have it not be deliberate, especially since the whomevers who are in control seem to have real contempt for this country. One of the groups that has taken it on the chin more than any other are truckers. I'm married to one. I know my husband teaches CDL drivers. He helps them get their CDL licenses, and truckers are choking under huge diesel prices. Well, California's attempt to destroy independent truckers, they're trying really hard. We're going to find out from a trucker himself about what's actually happening in California and how it is going to affect the rest of the country. Co-owner and vice president of JKC Trucking, the largest refrigerated trucking company based out of Chicago, Mike Kucharski joins us right now. Hi, Mike.
Hi, thank you for having me on your show again.
Well, it's always a pleasure. You know, they just never stop, do they? Now there's something in California that's basically sticking it to independent over-the-road truckers who own their own truck. Talk about that, if you wouldn't, explain it to us.
Correct. So there's something that happened. It's called the AB5 ruling. It's going to have a catastrophic impact on the already fragile, you know, supply chain that we have. And what it's affecting is the drayage carriers, the owner operators, the independent drivers. These drayage carriers, the key sector of the AB5 will be affecting is the drivers delivering and picking up the ports and the rail yards. Currently, there's 70,000 drivers, you know, that are independent drivers, and they're going to want them to be switch. And the difference is an independent driver is a 1099 worker and works, and now they will have to change to a W-2 employee. You know, trucking companies are, just to give you an idea, trucking companies are forged from independent operators, or another name is owner-operator. JKC was forged from my father by starting as an owner-operator. So it's kind of shooting the American dream down and being your own boss in California if you're working at the ports or the rails.
So basically, you can't be your own boss anymore and be a trucker in California. You have to work for a company, and they have to do the bidding of the government. Am I right?
Correct. Yeah. So they want to put, you know, these owner operators in the same category as an Uber driver. You know, and you know, the problem is Uber driver and a truck driver. It's a night and day difference. You know, they're two different things. So they're just trying to classify them into one classification, and that's not going to work.
What do they say is the reason they're doing this? I don't believe what they say. I believe that they seem to want to shut down our economy, shut down our supply chain, food shortages and the like. But do you know what they say as to why this is suddenly so necessary as we're headed into a recession?
So if I remember correctly, I forget the lady, but the labor secretary of California said that, you know, this law came in to protect transportation workers, but I think it's doing the complete opposite.
Oh, it's always protect. We're doing this to protect you, right? Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I believe that this all started with a worker misclassification that led to a lot of litigation in California. I believe it started with a company called Dynamex. You know, there's tons of litigation. The Dynamex lost. And after that, there was, you know, a whole furthermore litigation, misclassification. It was like a hot topic in California. And then, boom, they do this AB5 ruling.
Well, we all know that truckers are taking it on the chin in a variety of ways. And they're the ones that bring us the goods that now we're being told are going to be shortage of. You should never end a preposition with a sentence that way. But how is this horrible law in California going to affect the rest of the country, you and me, anywhere we are in America?
Yeah, it's going to affect the volumes and the pricing. You know, I got to say this. A statement from the California Trucking Association said the gasoline's been poured on the fire that yeah. is our ongoing supply chain crisis. And they're correct. You know, these 70,000 independent drivers are striking now at the ports, at the rail yards. I think in Oakland last week it was a big hit. And, you know, number one, these drivers are not, you know, pulling the volumes that we need, that we still haven't rebound, I think, fully from COVID, but are further, you know, slowing down supply chain because of a lot of product is railed to ports and back and forth, and it's even slowing down the rail. So, you know, a lot of people are using the rail as kind of a backup. I mean, we use the rail also, but, you know, if it takes, you know, 2 weeks for a trailer to get to California, it's really a bad, bad situation.
Yeah. And there's already a shortage of truckers, a massive shortage of truckers. Am I right?
Correct. Yeah. The last number I think I checked was about 50,000 drivers, you know, about just as many as the independents are just in California across the nation. And this is going to, you know, amplify the problems. You know, these are the dark times in the trucking industry. You know, the trucking industry is already overregulated, especially in California. You know, there's only adding.
Well, I mean, that's the bottom line of any government bureaucracy. They want to regulate, regulate, regulate. And now they seem to want to slow down our supply chain on purpose. We're seeing that as farmers get hit. My husband explained this to me, that because diesel fuel is so darn expensive, and there are independent truckers in other parts of the country that are fortunate enough not to live in California, they wait until they have a full truck, which slows down the supply chain. Because gas is so expensive, they don't want to go half load, right?
Correct, yeah. So it's hitting, you know, smaller and mid-sized truckers in two places, because smaller and mid-sized trucking companies, you know, they have to pay what's at the pump. So if it's $6, $7, $8 at the pump, they have to pay it. You know, bigger trucking companies could buy in volume, get discounts. These smaller guys don't have that luxury. And yes, you know, when you're an owner-operator, you're paid usually per mile. So obviously you're going to want to, you know, get as much as possible. It'll be cheaper just to, I mean, how's this? If you don't have enough money there and back, there will be hesitation and they will wait. I mean, I wouldn't blame them. I would do the exact same thing. You know, all they're trying to do is, you know, provide for their family and feed the American people.
Mike Kucharski, we love having you as our go-to guy in the trucking industry. We love truckers because they love liberty. They are great liberty lovers. Tell everybody how they can find you online.
Yeah, at jkctrucking.com or jobs at jkctrucking.com too.
Okay. Mike Kucharski, thank you so much for joining us. Well, we're going to have to take a short break. It is amazing how quickly time goes. When I do the Alan Nathan Show, we zoom, zoom, zoom right ahead because there's so much to cover. We got a terrific another hour ahead. Don't go anywhere. I'm Karen Cataline, filling in for Alan Nathan here on the Main Street Radio Network.
The opinions you hear on the Main Street Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of the station, Main Street Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Main Street Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. So please, consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Main Street Radio Network, contact us at 703-719-0433 or at our website, mainstreetradionetwork.com.